Just a second, tell you who these fine-looking young boys are, along with the other two. We have for your listening and dancing enjoyment tonight, friends. We'll start over here on this side of stage. The man with the bass, he knows when to throw it all in or just to leave the space. He can do whatever you need, and he plays the upright bass fiddle or the electric bass guitar with equal ease, and sings a beautiful harmony part. Other than that, not a lot going for him. Comes to us all the way from Cleveland, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Cleveland, Tennessee, Mr. Todd Parks. Back here on the drums, I don't know if you can see him. Stand up and take a bow if you, well, he is standing, I'm sorry. He can play any kind of music, friends, and you'll learn that throughout the evening, and we can try anything when we get to play with this fella. Spent 12 years, I'm sorry, only 6 years. 6 years, ladies and gentlemen, with the Jordanaires. Is that right, Chris? I'm sorry, he owns 6 Jordanaires albums. I knew there was a connection somewhere in this thing. But by golly, whatever you want to play, you can do it when you get to play with Mr. Chris Brown on the drum. On the guitar, right now, an acoustic guitar, he might play electric a little bit later for you. An incredibly versatile musician, fine, fine singer. Actually, he's a very good mandolin player, so you're not hearing that tonight. Love him to stay on the guitar, but when it comes to music, he knows how to do it, and he got it down right. This is Mr. Stephen Mogin on the guitar. And of course, I know you are, as we are enjoying the fine talents of the man on the 5-string banjo. It just doesn't get any better than Mr. Scott Vestal on the 5. All right. right. Some, you know, let's quote the great bluegrass artist right now, Tina Turner.